entirely, praying only for their promised reunion with the Christ. The huntress imagined the richly bedecked corpses in their cold tombs. Meat turned to rot, turned to dust, she thought with disgust. The Christians waited in vain for a resurrection that would never occur, and a God who did not exist. A bitter smirk lifted the corner of her mouth. It serves them right. At least for now, the Olympian goddess of war and wisdom still guarded Ostia's main gate with her stern gaze. Minerva, whom the Greeks called Athena, carved in stone with upswept wings and a regal helmet. The sight gave the huntress a measure of comfort. We're not completely forgotten. Not yet. She hid in Minerva's moon shadow and watched her prey leave the necropolis behind as he ventured into the city itself. He strode down the wide avenue of the Decumanus Maximus, past empty taverns and shops, guild halls and warehouses. The man wore all black as camouflage in the darkened town, but he took few other precautions, walking boldly down the middle of the deserted thoroughfare. He clearly hadn't counted on Minerva's vengeful half-sister following in his wake. He passed the public baths, bedecked